court hearing, February 6, 2020. Hello?
Yes.
Hold on a sec. Shit. All right, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Thank you for making a court call appearance. Please enter your access code ending with the pound key. You will hear music on hold until the court joins the call. If the court does not join the call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, or you have any difficulty, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-882-6878. Remember to identify yourself each time you speak. Now joining your meeting. Yeah, hello.
Good morning. If you can, just stand by and wait for your case to call.
Okay. Thank you.
morning, folks. Please make sure your phones are off on silent. Thank you, Mike. Just triple check.
Mike, you got to go outside with that. Mike?
Yeah.
Take that out, would you?
Trustee Taz Bernstein, beneficiary of the state. All right. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so we're here on a status conference, and we have some matters pending, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. We had set a status conference to be here on how best to handle the remaining things in the 3-year-old state. We have been set for a hearing in the fall, and I think Mr. Elliott Burke has filed an emergency motion for that motion, and Your Honor canceled that hearing. That we have as a 4-day hearing finally in the meantime. The purpose of the status conference is very simple. There are two procedural motions that were set. One to require Elliott Burke to accept his distribution from the estate or allow the personal representative to pay that into the registry of court, and then that motion to then determine that Elliott Burke no longer has any standing in his case. Those procedural motions would then simplify everything else. So we need to let those set for a 30-minute-or-hour hearing, and Your Honor's earlier convenience, where if you'd rather just resolve all the matters, there's some accounting issues that we think easily resolve and get toward a final discharge. And that would require maybe half a day hearing. I think it'd be more efficient for the court to set these two procedural motions for hearing quickly, and then most everything else would be agreed or resolved quickly. But it's true for it, have it all set, but we just have to get to 8-year-old feet.
Yes.
Resolve.
I agree. Anything, Mr. Armstrong?
No, Judge. File a joint there.
Yes, ma'am.
You've heard everything and understand everything? They're asking the court to submit these three matters for hearing?
Yeah, Your Honor, I just wanted to say, before we get on to having future hearings, you should be brought up to speed that for 2 years I was excluded from proceedings because it was claimed by Mr. Rose and Mr. O'Connell that I was not a beneficiary of the estate. And so a bag and ball and gag was put over my head. My children were claimed to be the beneficiaries falsely by Mr. Rose and Mr. O'Connell, which Judge Scheer finally cleared up and reversed that decision. But there was never a decision. They just lied to the court that I wasn't. And the court went along with that.
Okay, Mr.
Burns,
we're not here to litigate.
Okay, so Your Honor, before we move forward in the hearing. But okay, well, we have to. We have to because all those hearings need to be reheard because I wasn't participating and I was a beneficiary.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Okay. The second thing is.
Look at that.
Okay.
Right now we're going to set a
30-minute okay, hearing. And the second thing is that Ted Bernstein scheduled this hearing today acting as the trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust. And under the Simon Bernstein Trust, in two specific sections, Ted Bernstein, A, is considered predeceased for all purposes, are the exact words of the trust, And second, as a successor trustee, he can't be related to my father, and I think he is related to my father, I think. But that would exclude him from moving this court, even in this hearing, in any way, shape, or form. And so I can provide you, or you can check with Mr. Rose or whoever's got a copy of Simon's Trust there, and I can give you the pages and sections where it states those
things. Mr. Breskin, I'm going to stop you because, like I said, We're not here to do that today. I'm here to set some hearings, which I'm going to do.
Well, can the person setting the hearings be void? Meaning, if he doesn't have the right to move this court, then why are you setting hearings? Here, let me just give you the language. Let me give you the language. On Article 3, E1 of Simon...
We're not doing this today.
Okay, when do we want to do it? Do we want to do it before we have hearings? Hello? 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 Yoda?
Yes.
Okay, I hung up on them. They hung up on us, obviously.
You did? Okay. So let the new notice come. We'll